All right, it's great to bring in the professor, our third base coach of the Giants. Whoa, how are you this morning?
Marty, great to be with you. I'm here in the belly of the city on Grand Ave trying to find a quiet spot to talk, and that's being difficult as there's a lot of activity going on in the city with this beautiful weekend.
Well, you talk about activity. I want to talk about River Islands for a second before we talk baseball. Colleen has sent me a very interesting note, and that is long-term plans for River Islands have been approved. And when it's built out, listen to this, Woe, 20 years from now, it'll have twice as many lakes as it has today, 26, 300 acres of large community parks, 160 acres of neighborhood parks, an 18-mile trail system, and two town centers, one built around sports centers and one built to promote the arts. How about that?
Well, that's, you know, progress. I mean, people have always moved a little bit away from, you know, the main cities that are all full. And I can believe it because they've done such a nice job out there with what they're doing. And to increase the lake sizes and a whole other community, it doesn't surprise me. And obviously a lot of people are loving living out there because their sales continue to be through the roof. And that's why people are moving there because it's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, it's really going to grow, and you're part of something that's really growing. All right, that is riverislands.com. Well, I was thinking about you this morning. I know you've got to make a bus this morning at 9:30, so we've got to talk quickly. But in the old days, I want to tell you this, and I was reading a book about Chicago baseball. The way the players used to get to the park, they used to go sort of with a horse and wagon, and they would be paraded through the city, and people would be yelling at them, screaming at them. They would go on beer trucks with the barrels being driven by horses. And if you missed the wagon, you had to walk to the park. Things are different today, aren't they?
Well, Marty, only you would know that history. And honestly, I'd rather do that and take a wagon on a beer truck than take this bus this morning. That which sounds like it's a lot of fun. Now, it is a little bit of a jaunt to the ballpark, you know, from downtown here. But that's just simply amazing. It tells you how much times have changed. So, great story.
Yeah, and it's the way ballplayers are looked at. I mean, you know, they wanted to interact a little bit with the fans. The fans would scream at them, yell at them. You know, it was a different game then, and it was a different world, of course. But the players are more in touch with the community, and now you go on this big air-conditioned bus. Everybody has their own bus almost. You're going to have Uber pretty soon. It's different getting to the park in a big bus.
Yeah, no, shoot, I've taken taxis forever, you know, on my own. We always beat the bus. But since this COVID hit, you know, we have multiple buses now, real early buses. You know, there's like three buses a day. So you can get out to the park early because typically, you know, us as coaches, we're getting there well before the players, and the buses didn't leave that early. So we always took taxi cabs, and, of course, that went by the wayside with the COVID. They made buses available. You can take an Uber now. You know, we're back to that, which is good. And so, you know, things are improving slowly, but, yep, well, I'll be on the bus this morning.
All right, no wagon for you this morning. Okay,
no wagon.
Got it. All right, all day games at Wrigley. This hasn't happened for the Giants. It goes back about 6-7 years to have a 3-game series, all day games. You like it?
Yeah, I do. Especially the two results we've had so far. You know, this has always been a tough place to play, but it's always been a great city and a city that is full of fantastic restaurants. And even if you have 3-day games, you can't get to all the restaurants you want to get to. So it is nice, you know, to play a day game and have the evening off and be able to relax and have dinner with your family or friends. And that's special. And you're right. I was just saying that the other day. I can't believe we have 3-day games here in Chicago. I couldn't remember the last time that happened. And that's the way it was forever and ever were the day games. And I was told they got to have permission from the city now on Friday nights to have a night game on mm-hmm. Friday, which I don't know if that's changed or not, if it's always been like that. But that's why we played the Friday day game.
Yeah, it's part of the community. I think it was part of the deal that Wrigley had to make with the city when they put the lights in 88 or 89. that Friday night would not be a night game. So so it is a day game. I love it. I think it's terrific to see it. Hey, well, is this team getting better now? I mean, 15-4 yesterday and a nice win on Friday as well. And you guys, 6 in a row, 8 out of 9. Team getting better?
Well, I think we've got a couple people, you know, getting hot. I mean, Tommy La Stella, for instance, you know, the way he swung the bat against us the previous years. And, you know, he had a big day yesterday, and you can see him at the plate starting to lock in. And I haven't seen him in this groove yet this season with the injuries that he has. You know, Longo's back in the lineup. And I think the most impressive thing is we just keep rolling along. We don't have any letdowns. You know, going into Colorado after a big series in at home against the Dodgers, there could be a letdown, but we don't. And we absolutely handle, you know, the average pitcher better than any club I've ever been on. And we can put up runs with the best of them. So if that's getting better, we're getting better. And we got Solano going to join us soon. Flores was here yesterday. He's coming off soon. So all those people coming back does make us better.
Yeah, and the defense has really been terrific. We saw another one of those magical double plays this week with Crawford and La Stella. What do you think of that one?
It was sexy, right? That's what the guys were saying. They were calling it a sexy double play. Crawl up the middle, you know, on a dead sprint outreach. Then you got to flip back behind you when you're almost behind second base. Difficult flip, but he got it out of his glove. As quick as anybody, that he's always been able to have that quick glove-to-hand exchange. And he threw it to Tommy's right, and Tommy had to snag it with a bare hand and then turned and flipped and threw a perfect throw to belt at first. So it was a great-looking play and one that I'm glad we were able to execute.
Yeah, it was terrific, and it came at the right time, too. It was a big play. And Belt, boy, we mentioned Belt. First of all, well, what do you think of Belt being the captain? How about that?
Well, I got a good chuckle out of it. I mean, this guy has a great sense of humor. He always has. And he decided to bring it out to the world, which I thought was well done. I know the team got a kick out of it. You know, and those moments and those things really do a lot for the team camaraderie. You know, all his teammates were loving it. I don't think anybody thought it was out of line or whatever. Maybe only MLB, who, you know, will threaten to fine him to put a C on his jersey with electrical tape. But hopefully they do not. You know, it was all in good fun, and that's what the league wants the guys to do, is enjoy themselves, right, let the kids play. So they had a little fun with that one.
What do you think about having a captain? I mean, we don't see too many in baseball today or any of the sports, really. But what do you think about having a captain on a team? Have you been on a team with a captain?
No, I have not. But, you know, the captains or the leaders are usually appointed by the team, and usually not appointed by the coaching staff. You know, when you get in that clubhouse, the leaders usually evolve to the players that are most vocal, the players that play the game right, the players that are not afraid to speak up when something isn't going right. And I think those are not as boisterous as they were years ago. I think it's done a little quieter. So, you know, Dusty Baker told me that a long time ago. Don't ever appoint a captain, because the clubhouse will appoint their captain. And that makes a lot of sense. So I think it's a good thing. I don't have a problem with it at all. And obviously, Belt was captain for a day, and look what he did.
Yeah. Well, look what he's doing. I mean, when this guy gets hot, well, and I said it earlier. I said, boy, it'll be La Stella and Yaz at the top, and they're going to take 20 pitches, you know, every couple of at-bats. But Yaz, it didn't happen for him this year yet. But Belt has really stepped up. Whoa, when that lineup turns over and he comes up, something's going to happen. If he gets on base in that first inning, it's 20 pitches for the starter. I can't say enough about Belt and the way he's played.
Yeah, he really has. You're exactly right. And, you know, that's what he does. He's got great plate discipline, and he's hitting the ball out of the ballpark. So what more could you ask? He plays solid defense, but – you know, he's always been on pace to have really, really good seasons, and and then injuries or, you know, a bad month here or there. But this year, I really think the maturity in the player, you know, just a year older, he's getting better. You mentioned, are we getting better? Some of these guys are getting better, and you can get better because of the experience that you have. You know, you're not hitting the ball further. You're not running faster. You're a little bit smarter, and you know how to approach each pitcher, and that usually will show up in a good at bat.
Boy, it's showing up for him, and he's just flicking the ball. And he's got great power at some of these parks, and he did it yesterday. And I said, if the inning gets the belt, the game is over. And sure enough, I was lucky enough when he knocked it out for a 3-run homer, and that was 5-1 at that point. And really, you guys never really look back. Let me ask you a question about belt, though. He pulls his foot so quickly, and I know we've talked about this a little bit, but what's the strategy for him at first base to pull the foot that quickly after he gets the throw?
Well, years ago, you know, we taught him to cheat and pull the foot. Everybody did. JT Snow certainly Belt. You know, when it was going to be a bang-bang play and you knew the runner was going to be safe, you'd go out and meet the ball because, you know, the umpire's watching the foot and he's listening for the pop of that glove. So you could cheat off the bag and steal some outs. Well, now, of course, you can't do that because they go to replay and they can say, hey, you cheated 6 inches off the bag. The guy's safe. So, you know, I don't think it's a habit. But what happens is when you stretch out to catch a ball, sometimes when you get in that position, your momentum and you reach out with the glove, your momentum will pull you off the base. And to try to stay back and not let your momentum take you off the base, you're going to do a split. And I don't know any big first basemen. There's been a couple, but I don't want to see Belt in a split at first base. So it's more of a momentum play. As long as that foot is on the base and he lets his momentum take it off after he makes the catch.
Yeah, Pablo did the split. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. We almost lost him for 2 months after
That's
he did
right.
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
You don't need that to happen.
No.
Bryant, the tribute. What do you think of the tribute Friday for Bryant?
I loved it. You know, for all the years I've been in this game, those are special moments to be around. I mean, I think of Dave Roberts going back to Boston, Chris Bryant here coming into Chicago. And it's such a special moment for him. When you're drafted by a team and you spend that many years with a team, I mean, that's really your love, your first love. I remember getting moved along from the Pirates, and it takes you years and years before maybe you find a home in another city that you feel the same way about. So I thought the tribute on the board was fantastic. They showed a lot of great moments. The crowd responded the way they should, and, you know, he got emotional, and it touched me too because I know what that kid's going through. It's a moment he'll never forget, and one he'll probably have a hard time repeating in his career.
Well, very nice. A good tribute to him by you just then. I like that. I'm watching him run the bases well, and this guy has got the big stride. Man, when he comes around second, he's about 4 strides from third. Tell us about Bryant as a base runner. He's different, isn't he?
Well, he is. You know, he comes around, and he has these long strides. He really covers some ground, and he's come around third a couple times, and he's running hard. And I'm like, he has his head down a little bit, but he can still see me stop him. And the first few times he's coming around third, you know, I wasn't sure if he saw me or not, but sure enough, he stops. I like it. He comes around hard, and then he's able to stop quickly. A lot of guys that are that big and they get moving, once they're, you know, in full stride, it takes them a while to stop, but not him. And he really covers some ground.
Yeah, something, the strides. And when I just noticed him coming around second, he was about 3 strides from third. And he's a good base runner. I think he's a good instinctive base runner. Is he good instinctively?
Well, from what I've seen so far, I haven't seen him have any mishaps or do anything that he shouldn't have done. So I would agree with you. Everything I've seen from the guy has been very, very good on the bases. And, you know, I bring up the speed because that's the thing that has really, really, you know, opened my eyes. We don't have a lot of guys that can move like that. And for a big guy, you know, his strides, as you mentioned, he really covers some ground.
All right, magic number is 4, and I know baseball's so superstitious and blah, 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 but you're going to be in the playoffs. The magic number is 4. It could happen Monday night. And I take it, you know, as you go through each level, there will be a celebration, I would assume, and you deserve it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, whatever the players want to do, I mean, we always celebrated. We always celebrated when we got in. I think it's a little different now with the wild card. Are your expectations to win the division, or are you going to celebrate just getting into the wild card? I think it's pretty much, you know, barring the biggest catastrophe in the history of baseball, that we will at least be a wild card game. So we'll see what kind of celebration it is. Is it going to be a little more subdued? I don't know. But I do know this. Whatever the players want to do to celebrate is fine by me, because you know what? They earned it. They deserved it. And you have to enjoy these moments, because they don't come around very often.
No, just make sure the analytics department puts the computers away and laptops so they don't get wet.
Great point. That could be the end of the season right there, huh?
Really? Yeah, put your laptop away. This is new. We haven't come up with that before. All right. Well, have a great time. I'm going to have to let you go, or else you're going to miss the wagon with the horse and get you out to Wrigley. So have a good Sunday.
Marty, great being with you as always, and you have a great Sunday as well.
All right. Take care, Will. All right, that is our third base coach of the San Francisco Giants, Ron Wotus. I'll be back with more. I'll set up today's game. We'll take a look at the wild card standing. And it's Logan Webb and Steele today, and we'll talk about both of those and get you ready for what's coming next here on this Sunday morning. We have our contest going on now. Don't forget, the original Joes, guess the score of today's game, Giants and Cubs, tweeted in to Baseball Marty, at Baseball Marty on Twitter. And Raph breaks all the ties, and boy, the winners have had a great time at Original Joe's. So you can go to Westlake, North Beach, or West Portal, and we had 200 entries, I think, last week, and I know we're on early, so I want to give everyone a chance to get into the contest today. All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, 1045, the Sports Leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie, Bill Lasky, and Kerry Crowley on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the Sports Leader.